Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Cree Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm joined by the dapper Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Rhea. The fabulous Rhea, I should say.
I think one of your coworkers has been throwing around some quite descriptive words for us as of late on LinkedIn, so I feel it's my duty to sort of play along.
Well, I mean, last week, I mean, I was quite down and depressed, I've got to say, because I think you were, the wonderful Rhea Rao, and I was just Lee Harris. That was it. There was no descriptive word for me whatsoever. So whether I'd annoyed Natasha or not, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, there we go.
Well, what's great is that she doesn't get a paycheck from me. So, I mean, I know that she just thinks that straight across the board, right? There's no reason for her to have to do that. So I kind of like that. I'll take it.
Exactly right. Well, I've told her, if she doesn't say it this week, then there won't be a paycheck this month.
Sorry. Can't do anything for you. Yeah, this week I'm going to be sharing on LinkedIn. Yeah, the amazingly wonderful. There's going to be like five descriptive words on how amazing you are, I'm sure of it. Right, Dapper Lee. What's going on in the world of travel right now? You've got more news out of Australia. Australia is popping up every single week right now.
It is at the moment, isn't it? It is our go-to place, a bit like South Africa a few months ago. It's now Australia taken over, unfortunately. So travellers to Australia, as from the 9th of December, are being asked to complete the Australia Travel Declaration before they can commence their journey. The government are encouraging passengers to complete the travel declaration at least 72 hours before you board your flight. Even if you're only transiting through Australia, you still need to complete the declaration form. Once you've completed it, you will receive an email with details you can show, either electronically or printed, before you board your flight and on arrival in Australia. If you fail to complete the declaration, you may not be able to board your flight, or you will most definitely experience delays when you arrive into the country. Now, the website address to complete the declaration is www.covid19.homeaffairs.gov.au/Australia Travel Declaration.
You're going to provide us with that link, right?
I think I should do, really.
I ain't writing that down. But Australia has been a little bit of an interesting thing, right? I think last week we were talking about the fact that, you know, with a lot of the Australian crew wanting to perhaps go home for holidays, it's just not, it's pointless.
Yeah, it's a struggle. I mean, we're still finding the odd sea pop up. You know, we got lucky just a couple of days ago. We managed to grab a couple of economy seats that popped up. But I mean, it is literally that. I mean, we're sitting there just throughout the day, just constantly scouring for flights into Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, basically wherever we can find something and getting people booked on. Because that, the reality is there's just not the seats there. You know, if you went onto airlines' websites and stuff, it will just tell you that the flights are sold out. That's the reality of the situation. And I think we said before, there's like 36,000 Australians still desperate to get home. They've put some repatriation flights on. To be honest, it's not really making a dent in the numbers because you're looking around about 600 Australians. They're going to get home through them. So, you know, it's tough times at the moment.
What's going on with KLM at the moment?
Yeah, so KLM, Delta, one second, let me just find it. Where are we? Here we go. KLM and Delta Airlines are partnering to launch COVID-tested flights from Atlanta to Amsterdam. Effective from the 15th of December, the COVID-tested flights will depart from Atlanta Airport in the USA, bound for Amsterdam. These COVID-tested flights will operate four times per week, with each airline operating two of the four flights. Now, taking these COVID-tested flights will mean passengers arriving into the Netherlands will be exempt from the current 10-day quarantine period, which is currently in place for any tourists who are eligible to enter and are wishing to travel. Now, to fly on the COVID-tested flights from Atlanta to Amsterdam, customers will need to take the following tests. They'll need the PCR test 5 days before arrival into Amsterdam, a rapid antigen test before boarding at Atlanta Airport, and then a PCR test directly upon arrival at Schiphol. Now, any crew who are looking to book a Christmas vacation, don't get too excited just yet, though, as the Netherlands is still not open for general tourism. Crew members will still need to have eligible citizenship or meet one of the other entry exemptions, a list of which can be found at www.government.nl/topics/coronavirus.
Well, we will provide all these links for you underneath because...
yes, there is one or two links this week. So yeah, we will definitely put them on the social media so people can see them.
Yeah. Because I can't even write them down as fast as you're saying them. So Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, so as we start the Caribbean yachting season, there's been good news this week for crew traveling from Europe back to the Caribbean. The announcement that Virgin Atlantic, as from last Saturday, have restarted their direct Manchester to Barbados flight. The flight will be operating twice weekly on a Monday and a Saturday. And this is in conjunction with Virgin's flights from London to Barbados, which operate five times a week.
That's great news because it is that time of year. You know, the crossings are being done. You see it straight across the board. There's a lot of jobs coming up in that area. So for crew to know that there is the possibility to get over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, these ones are a godsend, really. I mean, because we've also what these people have got to remember now, the crew have got to remember, transit in the USA is out for them unless they hold a C1D. You know, with the B1B2, you can't transit through the USA. So that's that whole route that you could used to be able to do where you could go into JFK or Miami and then jump across. That's out of the water now. You can't do that. So you are going to be looking to having to fly direct from Europe into the Caribbean. So these flights are a godsend.
Well, something that we've been talking about in the past, and actually I just came across a social media story this week. The fact that a couple went onto a website and booked a flight, and it was a multiple stopover flight, and there was no way that they could have made the connections. There was no way legally they could even get on those flights. There was no way legally they could even land in the country in which they were planning on going. But they were able to book all these flights, and the website literally routed them through all these different areas, not taking into account what was going on in the world at the moment. And I think it was something like $10,000 American that they ended up spending, and they don't know if they're going to get that back. This is not a news story right now. This is something that is happening straight across the board and happening to a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's been since COVID started, you know, we've been seeing these horror stories. It's good news. It's been picked up this week. In all honesty, it's probably five months too late. It should have been picked up sooner. But yeah, these booking website engines, they've not got the power to understand and the algorithms. And like we were talking off air, the story that you were talking about, the company, the website, they actually admitted for the first time this week that the algorithms that they use on their booking websites, it just can't handle and it can't take into account what is possible and what's not possible with regards to COVID travel restrictions. So the reality is, if you're booking anything on one of these search engines, you've got no way of knowing whether you can take that flight or not, unless you're in travel or unless you've researched to your heart's content, you know, double, triple checked every time. There's no guarantee that you're going to get on those flights, and you could be severely disappointed once you arrive at the airport. I know we've talked about it once or twice, you know, previous on that sort of in between when we've been talking about other segments, but I can't reiterate enough how serious it is and the amount of money that people are losing on these flights. You know, it's not just the fact that you can't go via a certain country or you can't transit somewhere. Again, we're still seeing the ghost, the phantom flights that are still operating that are being sold on certain websites. And people are turning up to airports. They've been told, hang on, man, that flight's not been operating for 3 months. You know, so it is a real issue for people. And I can't stress enough, if you're going to be booking travel and you're not going through a marine agent, and this isn't just for seafarers as well, this is for the general public, if they want to go on holiday, speak to a travel agent who you can talk to over the telephone or who you can have email conversation with. They can reassure you, they can double, triple check any restrictions that are in place so you know what you're going to be booking is what you're going to be able to travel on. Because if you're going through the booking websites, like we said, the algorithms cannot take into account what you can and can't do, so you are going to be severely disappointed.
See, this is where it becomes questionable because, you know, I can understand that with the computer booking system that they don't know, they aren't able to put in the algorithms, whether or not you have to have a PCR test, what the links are, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, fine. But to still be legally allowed to sell a flight that they fully well know doesn't exist and hasn't for the past 3, 6, 9 months, they can take that off their website. They literally can take that off their website. They don't have to offer it at all. But the fact that they're allowed to do that, I think, is something that really needs to be addressed because they know there's no flight there.
It's difficult and it's odd as well because The one that was on the news story that you're talking about, I've got it on my social media as well. And I checked today just to go on their website and see if there was any disclaimer or anything that they've put on an ad. Say, look, you know, please be careful if you're booking on this website because we can't do this and we can't do that. There's literally nothing on there whatsoever to warn people that what they're booking, they could have issues with. Now, that, to me, is a real problem. You know, how you can honestly sit there and offer these flights that you know people... Look, everybody makes mistakes. I'm not going to say that with a travel agent that, you know, an error might not occur, because it could do. You know, it is tough times. It's tough for everybody. It's tough for travel agents as well. You know, there's no denying that whatsoever. But it would be few and far between that would happen. Whereas we're seeing numerous occasions, you know, on a weekly basis, that we're seeing that people are turning up to airports and these flights they can't take or they don't exist. So not to put anything on your website, to at least put a disclaimer to warn people, you know, it's negligence of the highest order.
Well, completely, because the flight doesn't exist. You're selling, it would be like, I don't know, I'm selling t-shirts, but I know that I don't have t-shirts, but I'm going to take your money anyway. Yeah, exactly, when you get right. Really basic, you know, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know who looks after those sort of things, but they should definitely take care of that. Crew questions. We have one this week that's a little bit questionable.
It's a good question, and I looked into it and we've got an answer. I'm not going to lie, I'm not much none the wiser actually after reading through it, but I'm sure it's going to make sense to all the seafarers out there. They're going to know what we're talking about. Me, simple me. Not quite so sure, but here we go anyway. So we received an email. We didn't get the name of the person who sent an email in, unfortunately, but it pertained to whether seafarers could still enter Brazil with their seaman discharge book. Now, I have done the digging, and as from the 1st of December, Brazil immigration requires a seafarer's identity document, which is shortened to CID, for all foreign seafarers entering Brazil. Now, the CID is the product of the International Labour Organization Convention Number 185, otherwise known as the Seafarers Identity Document Convention and the STCW Convention. Now, the Seaman's Book is no longer accepted by Brazil immigration authorities to enter or exit Brazil or to be used as an official document when trying to get an exemption from a temporary visa. You will need to have the CID document to be allowed entry into the country.
Okay. I didn't follow that at all, but sure.
Me neither, but I'm sure everybody out there who is listening knows exactly what a CID document is.
Well, and to be fair, the juvenile part of me, every single time you say semen, I just want to laugh.
It's brilliant, isn't it? A semen discharge book. I mean, you can't get a better name.
Oh, I'm going to be cursed for that on a Sunday. Well, Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I am going to make sure that we provide every single one of those various links down below, and I would definitely make sure that you don't book through a website, because the horror stories are just popping up left, right, and center, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse, and now finally it's being brought to national attention or international attention, and I think that's a good thing, but I would suggest to go to somebody like Lee or another company. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Blue Marine Travel. But if you are worried about your pocketbook and worried about ever seeing your money again, I would suggest going through a company that can circumnavigate what is going on around the globe with flights and restrictions right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's... people could look at it and say to me, you know, I've got a vested interest, but like I said, you know, it doesn't have to be through us. I would love it to be through us. But just please speak to somebody who knows what they're doing. That way, you know, you're safe. You've got some reassurances what you can and can't do.
Exactly. Well, and before I let you go, I just have to say, I saw on social media that you got a couple of packages from the UK, this week. And I've been checking my mail every single day, and there's nothing there. So I'm feeling a little bit neglected. Just, you know.
Well, I know. I'll just quickly give a shout out to my mum. I am a mummy's boy. I will give a shout out to my mum, because she did send me lots of lovely stuff. Not just me, I've got to say, and my kids as well. I didn't eat it all. But she did send me out some lovely parcels. So thank you ever so much. And mum, if you are listening, Ria would love some Bakewell tart.
There you go. So Lee's mom rocks, and I'll send you my address. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Perfect.
Wonderful, Lee. Well, I am looking forward to seeing you again next week. Let's hope that we have some great travel news. Again, I mean, we've had some good travel news this week and some bad. Hopefully we'll have some great travel news next week, especially coming up close to the Christmas holidays. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.